The CEO of Wells Fargo, John Stump, apologized before the Senate Banking Committee over allegations that employees opened millions of unauthorized accounts to meet aggressive sales targets. Wells Fargo CEO John Stump.
I am deeply sorry that we failed to fulfill on our responsibility to our customers, to our team members, and to the American public.
But firebrand Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren would have none of his apology or his blaming the more than 5,000 employees earning on the average of $37,000 who were fired. She wants to see heads roll and the leadership take responsibility.
Senator Warren.
Since this massive years-long scam came to light, you have said repeatedly, quote, I am accountable. But what have you actually done to hold yourself accountable? Have you resigned as CEO or chairman of Wells Fargo?
The board, I serve at
Have you resigned?
No, I've not.
All right. Have you returned one nickel of the millions of dollars that you were paid while this scam was going on?
Well, first of all, this was by 1% of our people. That's not my question.
My question, this is about responsibility. Have you returned one nickel of the millions of dollars that you were paid while this scam was going on?
The board will take care
of that. Have you returned one nickel of the money you earned while this scam was going on?
And the board will do...
I will take that as a no, then. Have you fired a single senior executive? And by that, I don't mean a regional manager or branch manager. I'm asking about the people who actually led your community banking division or your compliance division.
We've made a change in our regional to lead our regional bank.
I just said I'm not asking about regional managers. I'm not asking about branch managers. I'm asking if you have fired senior management, the people who actually led community banking division, who oversaw this fraud, or the compliance division that was in charge of making sure that the bank complied with the law.
Carrie Toll said.
Did you fire
no.
any of those people? No. Okay. So you haven't resigned. You haven't returned a single nickel of your personal earnings. You haven't fired a single senior executive. Instead, evidently, your definition of accountable is to push the blame to your low-level employees who don't have the money for a fancy PR firm to defend themselves.
Gutless leadership is what Warren called it, pushing cross-selling so more and more accounts would be open for customers. Regulators said money in customers' accounts was moved to these new accounts without their permission. Debit cards were issued and activated as well. PINs were created without telling customers. In some cases, bank employees even created fake email addresses to sign up customers for online banking services. This all in an effort to ramp up cross-selling. Elizabeth Warren.
Cross-selling isn't about helping customers get what they need. If it was, you wouldn't have to squeeze your employees so hard to make it happen. No, cross-selling is all about pumping up Wells' stock price, isn't it?
No, cross-selling is shorthand for deepening relationships. We only do well.
Let me stop you right there. You say no? No? Are the transcripts of 12 quarterly earnings calls that you participated in from 2012 to 2014, the three full years in which we know this scam was going on. I'd like to submit them for the record, if I may, Mr. Chair. Thank you. These are calls where you personally made your pitch to investors and analysts about why Wells Fargo is a great investment. And in all 12 of these calls, you personally cited Wells Fargo's success at cross-selling retail accounts as one of the main reasons to buy more stock in the company. While this scam was going on, you personally held an average of 6.75 million shares of Wells stock. The share price during this time period went up by about $30, which comes out to more than $200 million in gains, all for you personally, and thanks in part to those cross-sell numbers that you talked about on every one of those calls. You know, here's what really gets me about this, Mr. Stump. If one of your tellers took a handful of $20 bills out of the cash drawer They'd probably be looking at criminal charges for theft. They could end up in prison. But you squeezed your employees to the breaking point so they would cheat customers and you could drive up the value of your stock and put hundreds of millions of dollars in your own pocket. And when it all blew up, you kept your job, you kept your multi-million dollar bonuses, and you went on television to blame thousands of $12 an hour employees who were just trying to meet cross-sell quotas that made you rich. This is about accountability. You should resign. You should give back the money that you took while this scam was going on, and you should be criminally investigated.
Elizabeth Warren, Senator Warren, the Massachusetts Democrat, advocated for a criminal investigation by the Justice Department and a civil probe by securities regulators. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.